阿门。奉主耶稣圣名开始早上祷告会。
Name of Jesus Christ, we begin our morning prayer.
唱诗168首。
Let us turn to hymn 168.
请看提摩太后书一章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6.
一章六节七节。
Chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. Verse 6, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying of my hands. Verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
保罗带领提摩太信主，也栽培他成为相当好的传道工人。
Paul had guided Timothy into the faith, and he also trained him up to be a good worker.
面对当时教会很多的软弱、
He was faced with many of the weaknesses in the church.
所以保罗指导提摩太、很多处理教会圣工上牧养上的一些事情。
And so Paul guided Timothy in many aspects concerning the holy work and also pastoring the church.
在这里讲到说、要让恩赐好像火一样重新眺望起来。
And here it says that you must stir up the gift of God.
因为我们在从事各样的圣工啊，从神那里得到不一样的恩赐。
Because as we do different holy work, we will receive different gifts from God.
保罗也说，我们要常常祷告，多求造就教会的恩赐。
And Paul also says to pray for gifts that edify the church.
那这些属灵的恩赐，有时候借着长辈按手可以分赐给我们。
And some of these spiritual gifts can be given to us through the laying of hands.
我们如果常常善用这些恩赐，神就会给我们更多的属灵恩赐。
And if we use these gifts well, then God will give us more spiritual gifts.
那时候有时候我们久了忽略了属灵的恩赐，会渐渐失掉。
And so if we neglect our spiritual gifts, after a while, they may disappear.
所以我们要借着各样的训练进修啊，让我们把属灵的恩赐重新眺望起来。
And so we have to go through cultivation and training to stir up our spiritual gifts once more.
好像火要不断的散啊，把那些灰啊把它打掉，加一点柴，它就会旺起来。
Just like you have to fan a fire from its debris, add some wood, and then the fire will grow into a flame.
我们在开车的时候，一段时间就要再加油。
After we have driven for a while, we have to get some more gas.
电瓶旧了就要换新的。
If your batteries are getting old, then you have to change to new batteries.
就是让它的能源不断的充足，可以跑更远的路。
Meaning you want to replenish the sources so that it can run further.
所以我们常常要借着把属灵的恩赐不断的一直眺望。
So we have to unceasingly stir up our spiritual gifts.
让我们在天国的路上能够力上加力。
So that in our journeys to heaven, we can have strength upon strength.
说因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心。
Because God did not give us a spirit of fear.
而是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
But of power and of love and of a sound mind.
这也是我们一个基督精兵要努力追求的，要做一个刚强、仁爱、谨守的人。
These are the pursuits of a Christian soldier. We must have power of.We must have love and a sound mind.
我们今天早上来谈刚强的心。
So today we will talk about a spirit of power.
我们是耶稣基督的精兵。
We are Christian soldiers for Jesus Christ.
要为真道打美好的仗。
We are going to fight the good fight for the truth.
我们知道军人要打仗他必须要不怕吃苦，不怕死。
We know that for a soldier to fight, he must not be afraid of suffering and of death.
假使军人怕吃苦、怕死的话，这个军队没有办法打仗。
If soldiers are afraid of suffering or death, then the army cannot fight.
就是我们的生活就是一种征战。
Actually, our daily lives is a warfare.
因为我们面对很多的试探引诱。
Because we face many trials and temptations.
那在《约翰一书》第二章里面说我们要战胜肉体的情欲。眼目的情欲，还有今生的骄傲。
In 1 John chapter 2 says that we have to battle against the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
因为我们面对很多的试探跟引诱。
Because we face with many temptations and trials.
我们在生活当中一定要过着得胜的生活。
We must live a victorious life.
主耶稣说啊，把种子撒在地上啊。
Jesus says that you must sow the seeds.
但是有些种子是撒在路旁的。
But some of the seeds fall by the wayside.
虽然听了道理啊，但是没有听进去。
Even though they heard the words cannot go into their hearts.
有的是撒在那个浅土的石头地上。
And some seeds are sown into the rocks.
因为里面没有，里面很硬啊，所以没有办法扎根。
Because it is a very hard environment, it cannot take root.
所以稍微遇到一点炎热啊，遇到一点泛滥，结果就跌倒了。
So when it's scorched or when it faces difficulties, then it will fall.
那很多的种子是撒在啊荆棘地里面的。
Yet there are other seeds are sown in thorns.
因为受到艰辛的试炼、钱财的迷惑，所以就没有办法成长，没有办法结果。
Because they're choked by the cares of the world, they're unable to grow.
真的，我们生活在这个物质丰富的世界里面。
We live in a world that is abundant in material things.
我们的生活是一个非常严肃的挑战。
We actually face with a very serious challenge in our lives.
所以我们要胜过世界，一定要靠主给我们充足的信心。
And so, in order to face the world, we have to have a spirit from God.
不要为艰辛的事情来忧虑。
So that we don't worry about the present life.
我们在圣工上也是一场征战。
In our spiritual lives, it's also a warfare.
我们要从事各样的圣工，要把福音传开。
We must take on different aspects of holy work and to preach the gospel.
我们面对魔鬼的挑战。
We are faced with challenges by Satan.
所以我们属灵征战的对象啊，不是属血气的，是空中属灵气的恶魔。
And so our adversary is not of the world, but is of the heavens, of the sky.
所以虽然我们在血气当中，但是我们却不凭着血气来征战。
So even though we're of the flesh, we do not fight according to our flesh.
所以我们一定要在神的面前啊，从神那里得到能力。
We have to gain our strength and power from God.
才能够攻破坚固的营垒，把人的心力夺回来，让他们能够顺服基督。
So that we can build a fortified wall, so that we can win back a man's heart.
所以我们一定要在道理上啊充实，而且能够坚定我们这里真理的立场。
So we have to be full and firm in the truth.
我们才能够做一个基督的精兵。
So that we can be a Christian soldier.
昨天看了我们提出的有关圣经依然的问题。
And yesterday we mentioned some difficult questions from the Bible.
或者说我们对真理的了解可能还要继续的加强。
And I feel like we have room for improvement for learning about the truth in the Bible.
因为很多的基本教育的问题啊，都是在中学生就应当啊，很熟悉而且要很坚定的立场。
Because some of the basic doctrines are things that you should know when you're in middle school.
但是我们好像很多的道理还不懂。
But yet there seems to be many who are still unsure about the doctrines.
我们自己对真理的立场站不稳，我们怎么去打仗？
If we cannot stand firm on the truth, then how can we go out and fight?
人家跟你讲几句道理，其实那个不是真理啊，我们就受影响。
You may be influenced just by a few things that other people say, which may not be the truth.
就被世上的小学把你掳去了。
You may be drawn away by the elementary teachings of.
当然，如果这些问题是慕道者提出来的，我们倒是鼓励他们能够问清楚。
Of course, we encourage these questions from truth seekers.
假使是信徒问的，你要晓得你道理的基础很浅，了解太少。
If a member asks these questions, then you have to realize that your understanding of the teachings is very shallow.
所以在道理上的追求啊，要加强。
So you must improve on your pursuit of the truth.
希伯来书啊，是写给当时信徒的一封信。
The book of Hebrews is a letter written to the believers at the time.
因为当时有很多人啊，从犹太教啊来相信啊耶稣基督。
Because at that time, many converted from Judaism into Christianity.
因为当时受到的逼迫很大。
Because they were faced with persecutions.
甚至有的人为着信主被赶出犹太的会堂。
There are many who believed in Jesus who were driven out of the temples.
连带他们的生活就受到影响。
And their lives were influenced.
所以有的人就怀疑说，我们这样来信耶稣到底对不对？
And so people start to doubt whether or not they should believe in Jesus.
有的人甚至后退回到本来的信仰。
Some people even retreat back into their original faith.
所以当时的传道人就写信给他们。
And so the preachers at that time wrote this letter to them.
说你们不要在恩典当中坠落了。
Is telling them not to fall from the grace.
耶稣基督跟我们所立的新约比旧约更美。
The new covenant that Jesus has established is more beautiful than the old.
所以希伯来书的主题叫做更美的救恩啊。
And so the theme of Hebrews is a more beautiful covenant.
在希伯来书第五章里面说。
In Hebrews chapter 5 it says.
说按照你们信主啊学习的功夫啊应该是要做师傅啦。
That according to the gifts that you have, you ought to be teachers.
应该是要可以教导别人啊。
You ought to be able to teach others.
那你知道说还要把那个最基本的道理啊再跟你们传讲。
And you have to be able to teach the most basic doctrines.
说你们还在吃奶，还没有办法吃干粮。
That you're still babes, you cannot eat solid food.
因为没有办法熟练人力的道理。
Because you're unable to be well versed in the basics.
所以鼓励他们说要离开基督道理的开端呢。
And so he encouraged them to leave the basics of the gospel.
还要能够竭力追求达到完全的地步。
To be able to pursue for perfection.
所以不要永远做一个吃奶的婴孩啊，
so,
要能够吃干粮。
So don't always remain as a babe. You must be able to take solid food.
所以我们一定要在真理上啊能够追求进步成长。
So we must pursue for improvement and growth in our faith.
那我们在征战当中啊才不会失败。
So that we will not be defeated in battle.
在以色列民他们出埃及以后，
After the Israelites left Egypt,
经过数典礼，有603,000多人的可以打仗的精兵。
There were 630 able soldiers.
但是经过了40年的旷野生活以后啊，
But after 40 years in the wilderness,
这些军队里面大部分都扑倒在旷野当中。
Most of these soldiers fell in the wilderness.
只有耶稣亚跟加勒两个人可以进去。
Only Joshua and Caleb entered the land.
因为当他们来到了这个加迪斯巴尼亚的时候，加迪斯就是在迦南地的边境了。
Because when they came to the border of Canaan,
摩西对他们说，迦南地已经在我们前面，我们可以照着神的应许去把它攻占下来。
Moses said, the land of Canaan is just before us. We should go and conquer it according to God's promise.
那他们说，我们没有去过。
But the people says, we have never been there.
我们不晓得要走哪一条路。
We don't know which way to go.
那他们就要求派一些探子去窥探。
So they sent some spies to spy the land.
那当他们回来以后说，没有错，那是牛奶隐秘之地。
When they came back, they reported that it is true, it is a land filled with milk and honey.
那有些人呢，就报了不好的信息。
And so, but some people reported bad news.
虽然地很好啊，但是他们的城墙很高大。
Saying that even though the land is good, their city wall is very high.
他们的人也很高大。
Their people there also are very tall and high.
我们在那里看到了强大的亚纳族人。
We saw the great tribe of people there.
我们跟他们比啊，我们好像蚱蜢一样。
Compared to them, we are but grasshoppers.
所以我们会变成他们的食物。
So we will become like food to them.
所以以色列民就受到影响，说那我们不要进去了。
And so the Israelites were influenced, and they said, we don't want to go into that land.
他们埋怨摩西说，你怎么把我们带到这个地方，要让我们死在这里？
They complained to Moses for leading them to the land and to let them perish in the land.
他们就要另外立首领，要回埃及。
And they wanted to go back to Egypt.
虽然摩西呢，耶稣亚他们一直劝他们，但是他们不听。
Even though Moses and Joshua encouraged them, they refused to listen.
后来神就出现说，这个世代的人呢，就没有办法进到迦南地。
Then God appeared, saying, the people of this generation cannot enter the land of Canaan.
所以他们在旷野啊漂流40年呢。 那些兵丁一个一个死在那里。
So they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, and the soldiers died one by one.
唯有耶稣亚跟加勒啊，因为他们有信心啊，后来神就照他们的信心，带领他们承受迦南地。
Because only Joshua and Caleb have the faith, God given them the land according to their faith.
耶稣亚继承摩西的工作。
Joshua succeeded the work of Moses.
神对他说你要刚强壮胆。
The Lord told Joshua to be strong and very courageous.
说神的律法要藏在你的口中啊，不能离开你的口。
That the law of the Lord should be always on your lips.
你就能够凡事亨通顺利。
Then all things will be well for you.
在你的前面没有一个敌人啊能够抵挡得住。
That there is no enemy that you cannot stand before.
所以耶稣也带着以色列人啊经过七年多的时间把迦南地完全占领。
And so, Joshua used 7 years to conquer the entire land of Canaan.
把产业分给以色列人。
He divided the inheritance among the Israelites.
因为他能够刚强壮胆征战到底。
Because he was able to be strong and courageous and fight to the end.
加勒是第一个得产业的人。
Caleb was the first to inherit the land.
他来对耶稣亚说啊。
And he told Joshua.
神派我，摩西派我去窥探的时候，我40岁。
And he told Joshua said, when Moses sent us to be spies, I was 40 years old.
我现在已经85岁了。
Now I'm 85.
但是我征战出入啊，照常。
But I still fight.
神给他多活了40几年。
God gave him 40 more years of life.
他说啊，因为我专一跟从主。
This is because I follow wholeheartedly follow God.
所以神曾经应许说啊，要把我走过的、窥探过的地呀、啊，要赐给我。
So God promised that the land that I have spied before will be given to me.
所以求耶稣亚照着应许呀、啊，把土地分给他。
And so Caleb asked Joshua to give him the land accordingly.
他说虽然那个地方啊有亚纳族的族长住在那里。
So even though the chief of the Anak tribe lived there.
那我可以靠神的帮助啊把他赶出去。
He says I can drive them out through the power of God.
后来耶稣亚真的把土地赐给他。
And so later on Joshua truly gave this piece of land.
他就得到了最美的希伯伦地。
So he got the most beautiful piece of land, which is Hebron.
虽然那边有三个最强大的敌人在那里。
Even though in that land were 3 great enemies.
当然靠神的帮助就把他赶出去呀、啊，就可以在那里居住。
But by the power of God, they were able to drive them out and dwell there.
所以我们要像耶稣亚、加勒一样啊。
So we must be like Joshua and Caleb.
成为真正啊真道上的勇士。
To be the soldiers of the truth.
我们来看。撒母耳记下23章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 23.
撒母耳记下23章。
2 Samuel chapter 23.
这里谈到第八节以下，谈到大卫有很多的勇士。
From verse 8, it talks about the mighty men of David.
这些勇士啊，帮助大卫建立一个强盛的王国。
These mighty men helped David establish a strong kingdom.
其实在撒母耳记上22章的地方，我们知道，大卫在逃难的时候，很多人来跟随他。
We know from 1 Samuel chapter 22 that when David was fleeing, many people came to help him.
其实本来他们都是一些窘困的啦，或者是欠债的啦，受苦的啦。
Actually, many of these people were poor, and they were people who suffered.
好像在当时的社会啊，生存不下去了，所以他们跑去跟随大卫。
And because they could no longer survive in the society, they went to follow David.
啊，大卫就带着他们出入啊，训练他们。
And so David trained them.
后来这些人呐、啊，都成为帮助大卫啊建国的一些勇士。
And these people later become a mighty men who helped David establish his kingdom.
我们今天要建立神的国度啊，也要很多很多的勇士，基督的精兵。
Today, when we establish God's kingdom, we also need many mighty soldiers.
我们来看23章第九节。
Let's turn to chapter 23, verse 9.
23章第九节。
Chapter 23, verse 9. And after him was.
对不起，第八节。
Verse 8. These are the names of the mighty men whom David had, Joseph.Joshebeth, the Tachmonite, chief among the captains. He was called Adino, the Eznite, because he had killed 800 men at one time.
这里讲到啊，勇士当中啊，排名第一位的叫做约瑟巴色。
Here it talks about the first mighty man of David, which is Joseph.
他是军长的统领统帅。
He was the chief among the captains.
因为他很勇敢啊，一个人啊，可以一时之间啊，杀掉800人。
And he was very brave because he had killed 800 men at one time.
所以他成为勇士的第一名。
And so he became the chief among the mighty men.
当然世界上的国度啊，这些军人啊，他是要杀败敌人啊， 才能够保卫自己的国家。
And so, for soldiers to preserve the nation, they must kill the enemies.
那神国的勇士啊，就是要救更多人。
And that was in the world, but in God's kingdom, that means to save more people.
啊，那保罗说啊，无论怎么样，我总是要多救一些人。
And so Paul says that regardless, I have to save more people.
能够为真道打美好的仗，能够多救一些人的，就是勇士。
And those who are soldiers are those who fight a beautiful fight and those who save more souls.
以前我跟一个教会的信徒租房子，在台湾的时候。
In the past when I was in Taiwan, I rented from a church member.
那个姐妹啊，从外教会到我们教会来。
And the sister converted from another church.
她本来是外教会的女执事。
She used to be a deaconess in the other church.
知道道理以后啊，就到我们教会来，非常热心。
And after she learned of the truth, she came to our church and was very zealous.
后来她离世了。
And later she passed away.
大家算一算啊，她带了100多人啊来信主。
If we were to count, she brought over 100 people to the Lord.
因为她很有爱心啊，又很热心传道理。
Because she was full of love and she had the heart to preach the gospel.
所以结了很多果子。
And so she bore many fruits.
她离世的那一天的丧礼啊，是台南教会有史以来啊人数最多的一次。
And the day she passed away, her funeral, it was the record number for the attendees of the funeral.
所有会堂啊，从楼上楼下挤得满满的。
And so the chapel was as filled with people.
啊，真的是真道上的一种勇士，所以他可以啊，能够荣耀啊归回天家。
And so she was a mighty soldier of the truth, so she can go back to heaven gloriously.
所以当她离世的时候，有一个弟兄啊，看到一个异象，祷告当中看异象。
And so when she passed away, a brother saw a vision in prayer.
看到这个姐妹啊，穿着非常荣耀的白色的衣服。
He saw the sister wearing a very glorious white robe.
还能够跟那些使徒啊，在坐在那里呀、啊，跟他们一起坐席、啊。
And she was sitting with the apostles and dining with them.
所以这是真教会的勇士。
And so she is truly a mighty warrior of the true church.
我们来看第九节。
Let us read verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
23章第九节，撒母耳记下。
Second Samuel chapter 23, verse 9. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahuhite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they defied the Philistines who were gathered there for battle, and the men of Israel had retreated.
第四节,
Verse 10, And he arose and attacked the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand stuck to the sword. The Lord brought about a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to plunder.
这第二名啊，叫做以利亚撒。
And number 2 was Eleazar.
他是跟随大卫的勇士。
And he was a mighty man who followed David.
说他跟非利士人打仗的时候啊，一直到所被疲乏，所都连住刀把了，但是他还不后退。
And so he attacked the Philistines until his hand was weary and his hand was stuck to the sword, yet he never retreated.
竭力抵挡敌人呐、啊，尽到最大的努力啊，毫不后退。
He gave his best and most biggest effort to defeat the enemies and never retreated.
后来神帮助他们啊，让他们能够大获全胜。
And the Lord brought about a great victory for them.
他说这个以利亚撒他是走在前面征战。
And so Eleazar was one who walked in the front of the battle.
他说很多的百姓啊就在他的后面啊，因为他得胜了，所以他们就在后面啊来夺取财物。
And so many of the Israelites followed after him, and after the victory was won, they went after him to plunder.
来收取那些啊战利品呢、啊？
To plunder the land.
所以这是第二名的勇士。
And so this was a mighty.
坚忍到底啊，不后退。
And so this is a mighty man number two who.
那再来第三名就是沙马，十一节。
The third one was Shama in verse 11.
跟十二节。
And verse 12. Verse 11, And after him was Shammah the son of Agi the Hararite. The Philistines had gathered together into a troop where there was a piece of ground full of lentils. And the people fled from the Philistines. 12, But he stationed himself in the middle of the field, defended it and killed the Philistines, and the Lord brought a great victory.
这讲到非利士人又成群结队啊，来跟以色列人打仗。
Here says that the Philistines had gathered together to fight the Israelites once
more. 很多的百姓啊，看到敌人来都逃跑了。
And so many of the people saw the enemies and fled.
但是这个沙马就站在田间啊，一个人抵挡啊所有的非利士人。
But Jama stationed himself in the middle of the field and defended and killed the enemy.
结果让他们反败为胜。
So that they were able to become victorious.
虽然大家都跑掉了，但是他就不走。
Even though everyone fled away, he stationed himself.
跟敌人呢，混战到底。
And he fought with the enemy until the end.
让他们能够得到复兴。
So that they were able to be revived.
我们有时候在圣工当中啊，面对很多的困难。
So many times in holy work, we face with challenges.
有的就灰心啦，退步啦，就不做工啦，不聚会啦。
Many become discouraged and they lose their heart and they stop coming to church.
但是我们也需要像沙玛这样啊，坚持到底。
But we need to be like Shama who insists to the end.
永远不会软弱退怯。
Who never becomes weak and retreats.
不断地为教会圣工祷告。 不断地鼓励让信徒能够重新复兴起来。
And always prays for the church and encourages the church so that the church can be revived.
另外有三个勇士啊。
And then there are three mighty men.
他们听到大卫说啊，他很想念小时候在伯利恒城旁边呢有一口水井。
There are three mighty men who heard David said that he longs for a well by the city of Bethlehem.
但是当时啊已经被非利士人占据。
But at that time, it was already under the possession of the Philistines.
大卫说：“我很想念那边的水。”
And David said that he longed for the water there.
结果这三个勇士啊，他们明白大卫的心意。
And so these three mighty men understood the heart of David.
为了让他得到高兴，得到满足。
In order to please him.
所以他们就冲破了非利士人的谎言，跑到伯利恒的井旁。
They went through the fields of the Philistines until the border of Bethlehem.
从那里打水来要给大卫喝。
They drew water for David to drink.
大卫看到那个水啊，他不敢喝。
But when David saw the water, he dared not drink it.
他说这是他们三个人的血一样。
He said, this is like the blood of the three warriors.
所以他就把它浇奠在神的面前。
So he poured it out before God.
我们看到大卫这些勇士就是对他这么忠心啊。
We see how loyal these mighty men are towards David.
他心里想要什么，他们就想办法来满足他。
Whatever his heart desired, they try to fulfill it.
就是牺牲生命都在所不惜。
They do not even care if they lose their lives.
所以他们因为有这样勇敢而一条心啊，所以能够让大卫的王国把它建立起来。
Because they're unified and they have one heart, they're able to establish the kingdom of David.
我们是基督的尖兵啊，我们也是要以基督的心为心啊。
We're Christian soldiers, we should have the mind of Christ.
所以我们要常常去体会耶稣基督的心肠。
So we have to probe the heart of God.
怎样来满足耶稣基督的心。
And to satisfy his heart.
做耶稣基督所喜悦的事情。
To do things that pleased our Lord Jesus Christ.
做一个耶稣基督的精兵。
To become a Christian soldier.
当然这个不是靠我们血气之勇。
And of course this is not based on our fleshly courage.
因为我们人带着肉体啊，往往有很多很多的软弱。
Because with our flesh we're often very weak.
所以我们必须要靠着主来做刚强的人。
And so we have to be a courageous person based on the Lord.
所以以弗所书里面说我们要 穿戴全副的军装,
and so Ephesians says we must put on the whole entire armor.
才能够有办法跟属灵的恶魔来打仗。
So that we can fight against the evils of the world.
所以这些军装很多都是来护卫我们自己的。
And so many parts of the aspect of the armor is to protect ourselves.
不会被那个魔鬼的火箭来攻击我们。
So that the fiery darts of Satan cannot hurt us.
然后要拿着神的道，就是圣灵的宝剑，就是一种征战的兵器。
We have to hold the truth, which is the sword, as a weapon.
攻击的武器。
And this is a weapon.
所以唯有一方面保守自己，一方面靠着圣灵，靠着神的道，才能够
So that was a weapon for attack, and so we must defend an attack to
uphold the truth.
So we have to intercede for one another.
彼得曾经说啊,
Peter at once said that even though man may fall, I will never.
耶稣说,
but Jesus says, you will deny me three times tonight.
我都愿意跟你去死，我总会不承认你。
Peter says, I'm willing to even go and die with you. How can I deny you?
当然，彼得有勇气。 他很爱主，都没有错。
And it's true that Peter had courage and he loved the Lord.
但是他没有看到自己的软弱。
But he did not see his own weaknesses.
因为他远远跟随主。
And he followed the Lord from afar.
看到主耶稣被抓去了，他就不敢亲近。
He saw that Jesus was captured, so he dared not draw closer.
其实很多的门徒都跑掉了，他还算不错的。
Actually, many of the other disciples had already fled away, so he was already all right.
彼得的失败就是他在客西马尼园的时候缺乏警醒的祷告。
Actually, Peter's downfall came from his inability to be awake in the
Garden of Gethsemane. 因为他疲倦了，所以就在那边睡着了。
Because he was tired, he fell asleep there.
所以耶稣一直讲说，你们要警醒，免得入了迷惑。
So Jesus says, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation.
彼得能够从失败当中回头过来。
So for Peter to be able to come out victorious from defeat.
因为主耶稣说，我已经为你祷告了。
Because Jesus said he had already prayed for.
所以你必不至于失了信心。
So that you will not lose your faith.
所以你回头以后啊，你要来坚固弟兄。
So after you turn back, you must strengthen your brethren.
所以当我们靠自己的时候，我们很容易软弱。
So if we rely on ourselves, it's very easy to become weak.
假使我们晓得靠神，我们就可以在软弱当中重新刚强起来。
If we know to rely on God, then we can turn our weakness into strength.
所以我们也要彼此互相带导，让我们能够成为能够在软弱当中啊，常常能够成为刚强。
And so we must intercede for one another so that we can come out from our weaknesses into strength.
他能够做一个刚强的人，来为真道打美好的仗。
To be a strong person and to fight the good fight for the truth. May the Lord be with us and help us.
我们现在一起到前面来祷告。
Just come forward and pray.